From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. An exhibit in Rome sheds new light on the work of the great Renaissance genius Leonardo da Vinci. He's known, of course, for his artwork, especially the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper. But the Rome show spotlights his versatility as architect, engineer, and visionary. Many of his inventions were precursors of today's technological achievements. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The exhibit, A Curious Genius, consists of 70 tables from Leonardo's Codex Atlanticus, the large collection of his notebooks and scientific drawings of mechanics, hydraulic engineering, optics, and military architecture. The drawings are accompanied by a dozen models of newly built machines based on his designs. Francesca Casati, one of the organizers, points out a contraption the size of a piano.
It's the first model of machine that can move, it's like self-moving machine. So that's why it sounds so, spectacular to us and so amazing.
This is how the exhibit label explains it.
A complex system of springs transmits motion to the two rear wheels, while a wheel with a tiller allows the machine to be steered. This is an automotive vehicle probably intended for a stage appearance.
The prototype of today's automobile was drawn in 1478, more than 400 years before the first cars came off a Detroit assembly line. Another extraordinary model is a wooden bicycle with spokes and chains, almost identical to the version produced centuries later. Leonardo's drawings and notes, filled with detailed suggestions for projects, are an insight into his thought process. But among all his documents spread throughout the world that survived theft, piracy, and neglect, there are no indications whether he actually realized any of these inventions. Casati says the notebooks also shed light on Leonardo, the common man.
Even on the Codex, Leonardo sometimes writes news of his everyday life, so to say. So, like, I have to go because the soup is getting colder, or something like this.
Born illegitimate in 1452 in the Tuscan town of Vinci, Leonardo was always something of an outsider, even as he worked for the nobles of Florence and Milan, and at the end of his life, for the King of France. Leonardo's amazing versatility and scientific curiosity is displayed in his designs of ball bearings and transmission chains, paddle boats and diving suits, machine guns, swinging bridges, and even tanks. And in his flying machines, a glider that recreates the movement of birds, a parachute, and a stunning spiral contraption.
The air screw represents the principle of a vertical movement. So Leonardo says that if you turn it very fast around the axis, then the air screw is able to lift up right in the air. And this is the same principle that nowadays is used in helicopters.
One visitor to the exhibit, architect Giorgio Rossetti, is enthralled by the drawings.
Penso che veramente è all'avanguardia rispetto al tempo.
He was in the avant-garde of his time. He studied hydraulic engineering, urban planning, traffic flow. He even designed the roadway network on different levels and underground navigation canals. But he was ahead of his time because the necessary technology did not yet exist.
With Leonardo, art was put in the service of science. His drawings were not limited to the sphere of arts and aesthetics, but became a key instrument in technical and scientific research. This Renaissance man never separated the two spheres. While he was painting his masterpiece, the Mona Lisa, he was also working on a giant canal project to divert the course of the River Arno in Florence. The Curious Genius exhibit will travel to the U.S. in 2007. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
You can see photos of Leonardo's air screw, bicycle, and other items from the exhibit at our website, npr.org.